Welcome to So Over Podcast, a podcast about wrestling by wrestling fans. And today I'm joined with Lorenzo Ramon, Macho Martin, and Pump the Beef. Come on, guys, introduce yourselves.
Well, I'll go first, I guess. Lorenzo Ramon, AEO, big time wrestling fan, pretty much old school guy, watched wrestling in the 90s. Favorite wrestler was Razor Ramon, if that wasn't obvious already. He went to WCW. I said I had to move on to somebody new, became The Rock. Started watching wrestling more often, more often, more often. Fell off it when The Rock retired. John Cena was my guy after that. After a while, I got bored of him, disappeared for a bit, came back because I realized there's a new fresh ideas coming into WWE with Triple H. So I'm here and I'm here to stay. Hopefully, I can be in this podcast more often.
Okay, Pump the Beef.
I'm Pump the Beef. I do Pump the Beef. Anyone who knows me knows. I'm left-handed. I'm 198 pounds of solid muscle. And my favourite wrestler is Bret the Hitman Hart.
Macho Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And I am Emmy Blaze.
Hello?
Yo,
can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey.
Big pop, pop, pop.
Hello.
Big
pop,
pop. Are you Beef G or Pump the Beef?
I am Pump the Beef.
Okay.
Pump the Beef.
So
you want to know why?
Not PTG.
Not PTG.
No, let's hear why.
PTB. You ever been too cold to do anything? Too hungry? Tired?
That's
like my every day at work.
I've never been that. When I get that, 10 push-ups. Pump the Beef.
Amazing. All right. And the predictions for the Royal Rumble. Who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble? Starting with the men's.
I don't know who you can win, but I can tell you who my top fours are going to be.
Let's hear it.
So the top fours, you're going to have Cena in there because they have to bring him in. And he's not going to win because he's got a whole year, basically, to win something. So they're going to give him something. I reckon they're giving him some crap championship that no one ever gives a crap about, just so he can walk around with it every time he does like comes back for something, a bit like The Rock, where he's got his people champion belt rubbish that he comes back in with because he's
God
the
forbid.
People's champion just for his promos. And I feel like Cena will get the same. So they'll give him like the championship. What's that jewel one?
Crown jewel trophy?
But no one's ever talked about it since. So no one really cares about it. So I feel like they're going to have to give him something like that. But he's got a whole year to get something, so I reckon he'll get thrown out, but he'll be in the top four just to keep the crowd happy
for WrestleMania.
Yeah, and then possibly Reigns, Seth.
So I think The Rock can win if he didn't make his storyline of Cody Rhodes obsolete. So, and the only reason I would like The Rock to win, it's because it makes WrestleMania that much bigger. That's the only reason. Because the other options, are CM Punk, which is my number two, who I think after that promo he cut last week or this week, should also be in the running. And also, it will be nice for him to finally main event at WrestleMania. Sami Zayn made a joke about him not having main event at WrestleMania, and that's been his dream. That was part of the reason why he left it allegedly. So it would be a nice story for him to finally main event WrestleMania.
I agree with that. Yeah, especially because he didn't miss last WrestleMania because he was injured, wasn't he?
Yeah, so that'd be a nice story. And I think, if you look at the roster as a whole, I think the full timers anyway, I don't think anyone deserves it more than CM Punk, really, because he's kind of, since he returned, he's had like a chip on his shoulder where he's got to perform at a higher level than everybody else. His promos are untouchable. He makes everything seem real to me. Like I was saying to the guys earlier, every time he's in a feud, I feel like he and the person he's feuding with generally hate each other. I feel like they generally don't like each other. Do you guys get the same feeling?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. He is very convincing. Like,
maybe he's just not a very likable guy.
Yeah, there is that. I did think that as well.
Probably both. if you're the one that always get into situations, maybe you got to look at yourself sometimes. So The Rock and CM Punk come on one and two. Roman Reigns, I love Roman Reigns, but I don't think we need to see him Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns part three at this point.
It's boring,
I
isn't it?
mean, yeah. I mean, I know Stone Cold and The Rock did it, but you know, just we don't need to do it again. What's the storyline now? The story has been completed for Cody Rhodes, and Roman Reigns doesn't really need a title anymore, especially when he's on a part-time schedule, when he's going to win the title and disappear for 7 months. We don't need that.
Yeah, and it's like his major beef really is Solo Sikoa still. I know he won the Afalafa or whatever it's called, but he you know, like you've still got the B team
B team,
the B team
definitely. Yeah, the B team.
bloodline running around,
Yeah,
you know, so it's like
the Wolfpack bloodline, basically.
is Jacob Fatu entering the Royal
Oh,
Rumble?
100%. Oh, speaking of, so what's this is what's gonna happen, yeah? So Roman Reigns is in the Rumble, just clearing house, he's clearing everybody out. Then Jacob Fatu comes in. They stare at each other for a good 10 minutes, not literally, figuratively 10 minutes. And then Solo Sikoa comes up, and then it's a three-way dance. All three of them stare at each other. Who's gonna turn on who? Whose side is on who? Like, you know what I mean? And in my what I would like to have happen is Solo, not Solo Sikoa, so Jacob Fatu eliminates both of them, and then it puts him on a higher, higher pedestal. And then maybe
Yeah.
The Rock, maybe not The Rock, so maybe Jacob Fatu and Roman Reigns can face each other at WrestleMania, perhaps.
I think if Jacob Fatu gets thrown out by Solo Sikoa, you know, because he's running around everyone telling everyone how much he loves him. I love you. And you know, like if, and it, obviously if he throws him out, he might be like, "You son of a...
Yeah, that would be
I thought we
funny.
loved each other.
Yeah, I thought
Broken
you know.
hearted."
Yeah, that would be funny. And my final pick is Seth Rollins, but I don't. Seth Rollins to me, you spent the whole year like being angry at CM Punk, and just to have one match at the first Raw on Netflix and lose is just rubbed me the wrong way. Like, why are you done with the feud? Why are you not coming back for revenge? You
Yeah,
can't hate someone for a full year and then just you lose one match and you're going to try and face Gunther for the World Heavyweight title.
I feel
What
like
the hell?
Seth freaking Rollins is such a loser right now. I
He's a
don't
loser.
know.
I
He is.
don't like him. Like, yeah. I mean, if he came up to me, if I was sat in the front row and he walked up to me, Bret the Hitman Hart style, took his glasses off, and went to put him on me, I'd slap him out of his hand.
No, 100%. Yeah.
No, thank you,
100%.
sir.
What? I mean, I'm
No,
saying
thank you.
he's a loser, but I respect him. Do you know what I mean? He is the
He's a good wrestler.
best kind of like showman's person in
Yeah.
wrestling, sort of, you
The
know.
modern day Shawn Michaels, isn't
Yeah,
he?
I mean,
I
yeah,
get.
all right. All right. He is good in the ring, I suppose.
But he is a loser, though. That is true. Like he's second to Roman Reigns always, even though I guess Roman Reigns is a legend. You never beaten him, even though I remember Roman Reigns pinning him a couple of times. But that's the story they tried to play. Like, Roman Reigns hasn't beat Seth Rollins, but whatever. We all know he's second to Roman Reigns. Go ahead. What you say?
Yeah, I was going to say, without Seth though, would Punk be, you know, who he is now?
Yeah, good point. Good point. I guess he's unselfish. That's one thing. He's unselfish. He put Cody Rhodes in the position actually to be in the main event as well. So he's definitely unselfish. I just have an issue with him building up this feud. You say you want to kill CM Punk because he betrayed you when you were younger, blah, blah, blah. Then you lose, and now you're off to face Gunther for the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah, he's just forgot about it. You know
Yeah.
what? I don't. You're all right. You went away for 10 years, bad mouth company. Well, never mind. Never mind. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him. I don't like his jackets. That's what I
Yeah.
don't like.
I don't like his laugh.
Yeah, I don't like his
Love it.
music. I don't like his music. I don't like the fact that everyone
Yeah.
else likes his music.
I don't like whoa. Nah, not either. So,
Don't you
neither
think
am
that CM Punk's song's crap though?
Actually,
Oh,
no, I think it's
personality?
iconic.
No, I think it's an absolute banger.
It's just not really hitting it.
Okay, if we're gonna go on songs, tell me the best songs right now. The best
Cody
entrances.
Rhodes is his best song.
Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm gonna have
Yeah,
to
it's
go
not
with Pretty Deadly.
Disco song.
You got the best dance.
Absolutely brilliant. Their song starts, their song gets going. I'm crying. I think they're brilliant.
I feel
Yeah, do you
like
reckon they should do?
Don't you think Pretty Deadly have had like a really like short straw at the moment? It's been pretty rough. Like they just
Yeah.
like is that there to get beaten up
They
now.
do
It's
deserve better.
the comic relief gig, isn't it? It's just
Yeah,
that's
isn't
what
it?
you get.
I think this is a Triple H problem. And I know everyone loves Triple H because he's better than Vince McMahon, apparently, booking. But he loves like just bringing people that Machine Guns, the Motion Machine Guns, for
Oh,
example.
God, I
They just
can't
came
stand
in,
Machine Gun.
you know what I'm saying? They came in and won a title immediately. You know, there's people that have been waiting to
Yes.
come up. It's like,
Yeah.
come on, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
So,
I don't
good.
get Machine Gun at the moment. Like, they just, as you say, they just rock up. They just keep giving them, like, championships, and they're not really doing anything. And to be honest, I can't even get behind the storyline. There's no really
They're just
storyline
boring.
to them.
Have they like permanently signed for WWE, or are them say they were TNA, weren't they? So them like, are they just a crossover, or?
I think they've
Yeah, I
been
think they.
signed. I think they're signed, aren't
Oh,
they? Yeah.
all right.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, tag team matches in general, like back in the old days, it used to be, you know, when the women's matches came on, you went and made a cup of tea, you know, check what was on the other channels, whatever you want to do, pump the beef, whatever. Now it's tag team matches. Whenever you get a tag, like the tag team matches now for me seem gone forever.
Who do you think's going to win the Royal Rumble?
I've got maybe seven potential winners,
Yeah,
and I think
I
the
think I think.
other 23 are just, you know, cannon fodder.
All right, so can you give us in order out of the seven who you think is the most like actually the least to the most possible?
Okay. The least possible, I would say. Well, the pushing, I would say the least possible is probably John Cena.
You think
Just
John?
because he's won it twice. He's and I think the storyline of him like fighting to get to that, you know, road to WrestleMania, him constantly having to do the other stipulation matches, you know, like the Elimination Chamber or the Money in the Bank. I think that's going to be a more exciting story than just he's won it and you know, him and Cody Rhodes or whatever just arguing with one another.
You
That's
know what
my
I never
view.
understood about that? Sorry. So if John Cena, if this is his final year, when does it end? Because I thought it would be WrestleMania is where he retired. So we say he retires at a random pay-per-view at the end of the year. Is that what we're saying?
I
Is that
thought he
what's
only
going
got
on?
like a whole year, like in terms of like
I
from
think he'll
now till
retire
next
at
year.
WrestleMania. I think he'll retire at WrestleMania, but you've got matches in between, and haven't you? You've got like,
Right, got you.
yeah. So I think they'll start like he'll have other, you know, they'll jangle other keys in front of him that he has to, all the hoops he has to jump through to try and get into that onto the WrestleMania, you know, on the match list or whatever. But yeah, so I think John Cena is probably the least likely of my seven to win it. I think next is probably they're giving like Jey Uso a big push, aren't they? Like main event Jey Uso.
They are, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
even though I'm strictly
Yeet.
no
Yeet.
Yeet. I'm
Yeah.
no Yeet.
What?
Strictly
Oh
no
my
Yeet.
God. I'm
Oh,
hurt. I'm hurt.
can you not pump the beef without getting some yeet out? Jesus.
Uso does
Back.
not pump the beef. Jey Uso misses beef day. All right. He's practically vegan. He does not pump the beef.
He needs to turn up a bit, I'll be honest. Got to get some fit.
Nah, he's pretty good. Like I don't mind him. I like his brother better, actually. Like Jimmy, did you hear what Jimmy Uso said to Carmelo Hayes last week? Carmelo,
What do you
yeah, sorry,
say?
go on. Carmelo Hayes was trying to give him sticks, saying, "Oh, you're going to need more than your four moves to beat this guy." And Jimmy Uso, quick as a flash, "How about next week? I beat you in three." I thought that was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant comeback.
No.
Jimmy Uso pumps the beef. Absolutely.
I think Jay's got a better of time on the mic. He's a bit more of a performer. I think Jimmy's still coming up, to be fair. I mean,
Yeah. Jimmy's
that was pretty
nowhere
good, but
near. Yeah, I think Jey Uso, like he pauses a lot and like he lets the crowd do a lot of the work for him. You know, like
oh
you know,
yeah.
he just makes a statement, waits for a bit. You know, it takes him like 15 minutes to get the ring because You know, he's like, he's shaking everybody's hand, going chair to chair. Thank you very much.
Hey, Devil's Advocate.
Yeet.
Devil's Advocate. Devil's Advocate. The best wrestlers take their time to get in a ring. Roman Reigns, Undertaker, peak Randy Orton, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeet.
What I'm sick of is like all those commentators always yeeting on the table. Like every time, yeah. It's getting really old. And it's like it's annoying, like Pat and.
Oh my God, get Pat off it. So
seriously.
You're not allowed to call it the table anymore. You're not allowed to call it that. You have to call it the special reinforced table.
Well, I'm not surprised after all that yeeting on it.
Oh, yeah.
I would. Do you know, after, did you see the injury that JD McDonagh got?
Is that the way we banged the back of his head?
Yeah, we did. Apparently, he really broke a rib. He apparently broke a rib and it punctured his lung and he carried on the match.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, really? So I was like, whoa, they're going to have to get rid of that steel reinforced table, get a sponge one in. People are going to be doing that. RIP, the reinforced table.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, I think Juice has got a chance to win. I hope he doesn't, because you know, it's nowhere in the world he could headline WrestleMania, but you know, they could, because you just give him a super push. And it's not like Weirdo outsiders haven't won it before, like Shinsuke Nakamura won it one time, and you know, he was a bit of an outsider. I think another outsider is Sami Zayn. I'm not a big fan of Sami Zayn.
No,
I don't know if there's any fans here.
No one
likes homeless Sami. Don't brush his hair. He's looking for a sandwich. No one wants him.
It's like, I don't know. He's got the. I just don't want to look at the WWE champion and think I could have that physique.
You know,
it's like.
And if we're being realistic, like if Sami was going to win a title, it surely would have been last year when he was in the Bloodline and.
They might have just been feeling it out, seeing if he was any, like, see how the crowd respond. The crowd might be, you know. I mean, the crowd do seem to be behind him. I don't know why. I don't know why.
He's kicking other people in the face.
Yeah.
As we're talking about Sami Zayn, I've got a prediction. I think Sami's going to win.
What?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, there is a chance. I think there is a good chance. But he's got stories around him as well, hasn't it? It's not like if he won it. You know, like, he'd have beef with Roman Reigns, then that kind of shift that, because obviously he wants his title back. He's already going around kicking everyone in the face that he's not meant to, so he'd have beef with them. Yeah. Like, it would sprout loads of storylines if he did win it. But
I reckon he's going to do a haluva kick accidentally on Roman Reigns. Somebody's going to throw him out, and it'll be him versus Drew, and he'll somehow get Drew out.
Drew will be out. I don't think he's going to be in the final.
Yeah, that he was my next one, Big D. Big D was my next one. he definitely pumps the beef.
He does.
He pumps the beef. He takes his vitamin D, vitamin K2, magnesium, probably a few other things.
A few other things.
Yeah.
Not vitamin S, surely not.
Yeah. Maybe some magnesium, you know. Omega 3, something like that. But anyway, I reckon there's a good chance he could win it. But yeah, to be honest, he probably has less chance than Sami Zayn. Yeah.
There's a storyline.
There would be a story, yeah, because he's kind of rubbing up everyone up the wrong way, isn't it? But I think that'd make even more sense. It was like you said there, like a controversial out. He got kicked out and it was controversial.
Mm. He's already won it once, though, hasn't he?
Yeah. Who else is on my list? Roman Reigns. Obviously, Roman Reigns is a good chance. It's a 10-year anniversary of the first time he won it. So I don't know if I'll make a big deal of that.
Also, I mean, he's on the front cover of the new game. And I was like, what again?
He's
the GOAT. They call him the GOAT for a reason, you know?
Yeah. I have got my finger in the air at the minute. Like, I've got my finger in the air acknowledging him right now.
My only issue is, yeah, so what are we getting? Cody versus him, part three, then? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of like boring. That would be a bit boring, wouldn't it? Yeah. Who else we got? Drag Queen Rollins.
I think that's likely. You know, I think it's really likely.
He's got a good chance of stealing it. He'll definitely be in the last two or three. But my personally, I think CM Punk's going to win it. If
I think it'd be good if you did.
Yeah, well, he's never won it before. You know, he's like he's obviously getting close to the end of his career as well. And I think it obviously he's massive over with the fans. I mean, every promo he's done is just he's absolutely smashed it. Even like last one on Raw at the end of Raw when he had that one on one with Cody.
Yeah, he was
showing Cody up. You know, what I mean, Cody's the world champ, and he was just like Cody was just like,
you know, like with his stutter.
yeah. With his your tongue. But
yeah, that was a bit weird because the crowd weren't really like cheering for Cody that much. Like, you know, like where they say a line and then
can I ask you a question? I'll ask you guys a question. Why should you cheer for Cody Rhodes out of curiosity? Because is he like what exactly about him makes you want to cheer for him?
He's the best, he's like the baby face, right? The best baby face.
But why though? Is he entertaining?
I can tell you why I cheer for him. I made a promise to his father.
Everyone else has made a promise to his.
I mean, what did they promise him? I promise I won't hurt your son.
Yeah,
I made a promise to his father. I'd cheer. I think it makes more sense when you get people like from CM Punk's era as well to be like, I made a promise to your brother. You know, like I made a promise to Goldust.
The one he dumped years ago, yeah.
Like, who?
He's more like Cena, his brother.
Yeah.
You can't see him.
But yeah, I think, who's never won it? They've never been a tag team winner at the same time. Like two people from a tag team win at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think at the moment we've got a tag team in WWE that is so in unison, so together. It's like watching Pacific Rim. You know, the Gypsy Danger, we have to join minds. It's a tag team at the minute, so joined. This might be the year that a tag team wins it.
Who?
I know it's against the rules. What do you mean, who?
Who? What tag team, like, is...
What do you mean, like, the best tag team in WWE at the minute?
What is this? What is it?
Well, good. Pretty Deadly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes, boy! I think they're going to win it.
I was thinking Apollo Crews had an outside shot as well.
That's a good Apollo one. Crews. He's a dark horse. Like he's someone that wins when everybody's working really hard, and then he just kind of comes in at the back and just does something random, isn't it? Like and wins.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't he beat whoever that Italian guy was in his debut?
That was so bad.
In like 2 seconds, I forget his name. Da Vinci. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's changed his name a couple of times, hasn't he? He was called something else for a little while, and now he's disappeared. The bald fella.
Yeah. That's what happens when you lose against Apollo Crews. You just disappear
in seconds.
Apollo Crews is class. Like he's class in the ring. I don't know why he doesn't. Because I remember he got that big push when he was doing the Nigerian thing.
Yeah.
And I actually thought that was hilarious. Like I thought that was hilarious, and I thought he was going to go foul with that gimmick. But I guess I don't know if he was happy with it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of changed now. Now he's just sort of not really got boring. A gimmick now. You think he's boring, Lorenzo?
I kind of do, unfortunately. I need more from him. When he was in Nigerian, whatever it was, I loved him a lot, actually. I thought it was pretty funny as well. And I do like gimmicks like that. I don't know why. I mean, I could see why people find it offensive, I guess. But, I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
It's wrestling. I mean, it's wrestling.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, and it kind of you know, it brought him out a little bit. He obviously won the Intercontinental title. I can't remember if he won the US title as well with that gimmick. I can't remember, but I just thought like before I hadn't even realized, you know, I realized he was there, and suddenly I was like, oh man, this guy's like super funny, you know, like super, especially because he didn't have the accent before, you know. I thought that was hilarious. I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
Now he's just sort of. I don't know. Maybe they are trying to push him. He doesn't really have a storyline or anything. And that's what, you know, that's kind of why he's in the back.
Yeah.
Also why he's also undetected, and that's why he's lethal, because he doesn't really have a storyline. He hasn't got any drama.
Yeah. I can't see him winning the Rumble, like, but I mean, I think he's probably going to be one of the 23 gets thrown out.
Unexpected people win the Rumble all the time. It's just a promo for like new people in a way.
Oh, I don't know. Don't know.
You're not sure?
Nah, I think Pretty Deadly have a better chance of winning than Apollo Crews.
Anyone else? Who else do you think is gonna win the Rumble prediction?
What about any newcomers? Anyone surprise entrants that could win?
AJ Styles. I think AJ Styles is due back, isn't he?
So
I know he's not like a newcomer. I think he's obviously at the end of his road as well. But man, I love AJ Styles. I love AJ Styles.
I'm thinking we're going to see a lot of TNA guys because I think there's an agreement between TNA and WWE now.
That's a good point, aye.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler probably return. That Joe Hendry guy as well. I think we're going to.
Do you think Joe Hendry's going to turn up?
Yes, I do. With the TNA title as well.
Yeah, same. I think he's going to turn up.
Oh, well, he can't really wrestle, to be fair. He looks good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is a fair point. That's fair point. I mean, my dream winner though would be The Rock, but as we spoke about earlier, just
The Rock.
Yeah. Only because, you know what it is? Let me land, guys. Let me just explain. I feel like WrestleMania needs to be big, right? And Sami Zayn winning the Rumble only means he's going to challenge, to me, Gunther. Yeah. If he challenges Cody Rhodes. Well, either way, if Sami Zayn is not main event WrestleMania, in my opinion, when you have all these other guys, and if he doesn't main event WrestleMania and he wins the Royal Rumble, it's just going to degrade the title.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Let's go on to the women's then. All right. So, who do you think's going to win?
I think I've got about 8 people who could potentially win it.
Okay, you have to give it down to 3.
3. Oof. If I go 3, I think the safe bet is... for me, yeah, obviously there's all the comeback people because there's obviously loads of people come back from injury. Cargill, Flair, the Irish lassie, whose name I keep forgetting.
Lyra Vaquira?
Nah, the last kicker. Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch.
Keep forgetting. Yeah, I think Becky Lynch might come back, right?
I think she will, but I think the safe bet for winning, Bianca Belair, because I think she filled in Jade Cargill. So. That's the story that they're going to go with. So if she wins, that'll be like beef, extra beef with her and Jade Cargill. Ever. Nia Jax has beef with both the champions. So
she'll be in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's a good chance that she could win it. And I think Jordan Grace.
Jordan Grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be the worst thing, in my opinion.
I love Jordan Grace. I think she's class. I think she's absolutely class. Oh,
no. Yeah, you're right. She is. It's just that I have a problem with people just debuting and winning stuff. You know, just come out of nowhere.
Me too, but it does seem to be something that happens at the minute. And she is class. You know, like I remember, like I've been following her since. Man, even before she was in TNA, like she used to tag team with Lou Fisto and stuff like that. I used to like follow her on social media and that from that. And I think she's brilliant. I think she's absolutely brilliant. She's definitely able to carry herself and things. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I think the safe bet's probably Belair or Nia Jax.
I think like to be honest, it seems like Netflix are trying to do different things with like the unexpected. So if it hasn't been done before, it could be possible that someone would debut and win. Because it's basically like, it's a push, isn't it, really? The Royal Rumble, in a way. Would you say it's a bit of a push, like Money in the Bank?
Yeah. Good.
I was going to say, I think it's a good opportunity to push new people, but I think it's a bit of a risk having a newcomer come and win it. But
I don't think they'd risk that.
You don't think they'd risk having a newcomer come and win it?
Nah. I think they get lots of newcomers, so they've got people to throw out.
Yeah, yeah. I just think with Grace, like she's beat. Obviously, she was in the last Royal Rumble. She's quite well established. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, they might stick around NXT as well because like a lot of the talent from the other companies come over to WWE.
Yeah.
And don't measure up. So.
And this is my problem with Triple H. Is what I was going to say. It's the machine versus machine gun situation all over again. Like I understand though, Jordan Grace, she's amazing. She looks like Peach China, actually.
She does.
That's how big she is. Yeah.
She's a beast, like.
I feel like she could just face Nia Jax at WrestleMania, body slam her, the crowd would go wild. Yeah. But I just feel like the Royal Rumble should be Like Bianca Belair for me should win it because I just love Bianca Belair. I think
I
she's
think,
basically what.
sorry to cut in,
Sorry,
but Bianca
go
Belair is
on.
like she had the was the champion for like the whole of last year. Like I feel
Think, but
like
she deserved it. She
she
deserved
did.
it.
I loved it. I'm not gonna say that I didn't, but I feel like maybe it's
She had her
time for
moment.
something different. That's why she stepped down and just become a tag team person, would you say?
I think
I
she's had.
think. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, I think she's done her bit. I can't see her winning it because she's already had it, like in terms of the title and things like that. I think Blair's had her part. If anybody, it's going to be like Naomi because she's up and coming. She's like the sidekick in a sense, isn't she?
I think she's mid-tier now, like mid card. You know, she
Naomi.
I can see her getting the United States Championship or Intercontinental, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I love Naomi. I think she deserves the belt for sure, but I just don't know if the company see it that way. I think
Yeah.
Belair's due a heel turn. I think she's going to become a baddie.
Exactly.
We'll find out. She filled in Cargill. Cargill's going to pump the beef, come back, and they're going to have a big face off.
Jade is definitely coming back for that.
So what do you
And
think?
Joe, me,
What is
go.
sorry, what did you think she did to Cargill?
She jumped it in. She saw Cargill was just found on the bonnet of a car or something, or beat up and injured, and it was a mystery who did it. Nobody knows.
Right.
It was like
Naomi did it.
who shot JR? Yeah, it could be Naomi because Naomi got the tag team belt. Like I think that's another thing. Like all eyes are on Naomi at the minute because she obviously left the company because she became tag team champions and they weren't doing anything with them. And then they give her the belt again. So it's kind of like you almost think like you need to give her a story now because you give her the tag team belt again. She walked away last time. So don't waste this. You know, don't do the same again to her. So she might, I think that would cause a nice little three-way as well between Cargill, Belair, and Naomi.
Oh,
that's true.
right.
Interesting.
So I'm just thinking about the who's the SmackDown champion again? Remind me. Women's champion.
It's tippy time, isn't it?
Oh yes. So of course she yeah. All
You
right.
know why they call it tippy time?
Why? Why do they call it tippy time?
She's got a face like Big Ben.
Oh God.
She does.
I'm only joking. I'm sure she's lovely, but my fiance hates her. So it's non-stop insults for there in this house.
What's her issue with her?
Think it's a big face. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know, my partner can turn on anyone.
We have to get her on the show, I think. See what she
Triple R.
does. Yeah, so any other predictions?
Think Raquel Rodriguez being there somewhere top.
Raquel Rodriguez is announced
I
to
could,
be on.
yeah, I could see that because I could see her turning on Liv.
Yeah.
You know, if it's like last two or I can, and that'd be a big pop because obviously Liv's hated at the minute.
Size
Because it,
wise, you know, she's pretty big.
yeah, again,
Considering.
I love Raquel Rodriguez. I love Raquel Rodriguez. I think she's class and I think she's so underused. She was brilliant in NXT.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then they brought her up and tried to make like a goody goody.
That's a common thing, isn't it? They're good at NXT when they come to
Yeah, I know.
the main
Whenever I
roster.
think about that, it's like, you remember Karrion Kross, how good he was in
Yes, I do.
NXT.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he was like one of my favorite wrestlers at the time. I was like, man, this guy, I was totally bought into his whole character. And then when he came up to the main roster, so excited, and they put him in a skirt and a mask. And I was just like,
Yeah.
okay.
And
Watch out,
Karrion
kid.
Kross, like, what are they doing with him right now? They seem to
Well,
be.
he's hurt. He's like basically the Riddler, isn't he? He's just turning everyone against each other or something like that. That's his character now. He just speaks to
Yeah.
people, tells them,
Everyone
oh,
he.
you should be bad.
Yeah, everyone he interacts with ends up taking a heel turn or something.
Yeah.
He just turns up with his. Is that his wife or something? That woman?
Yes, it is, right?
Yeah.
I get her name there.
And
Scarlet.
she's a mastermind behind it all, apparently. It seems that's the way they portray
Oh, maybe she attacked Jay Cargill. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
That would be interesting.
Actually, wait, could she win the Royal Rumble? It matter where, actually.
Yeah.
Could she win the Royal Rumble?
I think, well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they have the numbers that she'd have to be in it.
Because
Oh,
at the
speaking
moment
of.
with the women, I don't think they've gotten as many announcements.
Well, I'm thinking AJ Lee could make a surprise appearance.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Especially because they've already announced that Charlotte Flair's coming back.
Yeah,
So
absolutely. I
there
think she
has to
would.
be another big name coming then, because you've already announced her, so it isn't her. So it's got to be someone.
Yeah.
And someone
Trish.
bigger than Flair. There's no one bigger than Flair. So
Because we got Nia
Trish.
Jax, Bayley, Charlotte Flair, Naomi, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Lyra Vaccaria, Ivy Nile, and Io Sky. So.
Yeah, I'd like to see Bayley win it. I'd like to see Bayley win it again. Back to because no, I don't think there's any woman who's won it twice, have they? Especially not back to back.
She'd be in the top
So,
four, I think.
yeah,
I'm
I
not
think so.
a Bayley fan. I'm not a Bayley fan. I must admit, I'm not.
I mean, now she's got a goodie, I'm a bit like, like the bad girl.
Yeah, I don't really think she should have won the Royal Rumble last year, honestly. But that's just me, though. I don't feel like the damage control story was strong enough for her to win a Rumble last year. But that's
Oh,
just my
Matt.
opinion, obviously.
Yeah, I don't even know if I remember any of the women's storylines last year. Like, I can't remember. It must have been the biggest women's storyline at the time. Well, I can't remember.
Well,
Unless Dirty Dom.
wasn't Liv Morgan? Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't that
All
back?
right, yeah.
I think it was.
Dirty Dom's class as well, by the way. Just going to
Is
throw
he?
that out there.
Oh,
He is
he
as
might
well, yeah.
win.
Potential final four.
Yeah.
If he wins, that's class. That's
Yeah, that'd be the
brilliant.
best turnaround ever.
I'd love it.
Yeah,
Him and Ray at the end.
him and his dirty tash. Right.
Final
It's
two.
class.
Him and Rey
Yeah, final two.
Mysterio.
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
You guys don't
Jeez,
think
have
Meechin will win the women's champ?
I think she's lucky to be there.
Yeah. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know
Yeah.
what to say. I don't
The
know what
long
she
back.
is. I don't know what she does. Like, I really don't. Where and also, where's I've seen Carl Anderson and the
Oh,
other
Luke
guy.
Gallows, yeah,
Yeah. Weren't they all a team at one point?
yeah. Well, it's because AJ Styles went injured, isn't it? I suppose.
Oh yes, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, the OC.
Yeah.
But yeah, Meacham is bottom of the list, honestly.
Yeah, I dare. Yeah, that's another one my partner doesn't like. He doesn't like Meechin, so
She doesn't like meeting.
nah, she's like Meechin there. Nah.
She thinks she's rubbish.
Yeah, she's got a big face. Maybe something to do with big faces.
Oh
Don't
dear.
know.
I think
But yeah.
I think Logan Paul's gonna be the quickest out ever.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, I
I
think
think
he's
he's
just
gonna
gonna
eliminate.
rock up and just get thrown out in about 2 minutes or
But
a
don't, because I
second.
want that to happen. I just feel like Triple H respects him too much to allow that to happen.
I love Logan Paul. Like, I think he's class.
Do
I love him. Yeah, I think he's absolutely brilliant. I hate him. I hated him before he got into wrestling, and I hated him at the beginning. But now I'm on board now.
He's actually pretty good on the mic, to be fair. He was really good last week, like on Thingy Raw.
Yeah, when he
Yeah.
was saying, yeah.
He actually, even though he was being really booed a lot, he actually pulled it around. And I
And the
thought he'd
fact he
done
was
quite
being booed,
well.
like I don't think I remember anyone getting booed as loud. I mean, I don't know if they're turning the volume on it or whatever, but man, the booing was unreal. And like he's kind of over in a way. Like he's kind of like,
Yeah.
I've got a huge reaction from the crowd. I mean, did you see like I remember they used to boo A Town Down, and
Yes.
he
Oh,
stood up, did
God.
his bit. He stood up and did his bit in his hometown. And there was only his tag team partner cheering. I've seen
Yeah.
it.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, oh, well, tough crowd.
Do you think there was a bit of Easter eggs with Logan Paul where that he was like, I'm just gonna work hard, I'm gonna work smart and
Yeah,
not
it'd be near
hard.
the end. Yeah, that's what
So
he reckons, don't
do
he?
you think that
Yeah.
that's
Yeah.
gonna be like something that backfires against him?
Yeah, he'd just get thrown out. I reckon he'd just run up to the ring, like right towards the end, and someone would just push him off or something, and then that'd be it.
Oh, speaking of, so obviously Kai Cenat and Speed are going to be at the Rumble. Do you think they're going to be in the Rumble?
Oh, are they YouTubers, are they?
Yeah, they're YouTubers, yeah, or Twitch streamers.
Maybe they'll mess it up for
Yeah.
old Logan Paul. Because
Yeah, because
didn't
I'm.
KSI come turn up at one point and
Yeah, and
yeah.
Speed was at WrestleMania. He got RKO'd, didn't he?
Yeah. He did.
Yeah, so I'm thinking they might help. They might even help Logan get to the final. four or something. Because I feel like Logan Paul's next. He's been Intercontinental Champion, well, United States Champion for a
Yes.
long time. So I feel like his next step is actually the World Heavyweight Championship. So I feel like they're going to make him look really good so that at SummerSlam, he probably has a world title match. I genuinely believe that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because they are trying to build him up a bit, and they have paid a lot of money probably to have him just do this now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it must cost them a fortune.
So they got to get their return.
Yeah.
Is that all of the predictions? And how do you think they're going to win?
Pinfall.
If CM Punk wins, I feel like it's just gonna be him and Seth Rollins final two, and he's just gonna eliminate Seth Rollins, and Seth Rollins is gonna cry like a loser again, and then that's it.
I think there's going to be some sort of trickery with because it's also a good opportunity for Paul Heyman to turn on Roman Reigns
Oh,
here
yeah. Hasn't he got
and beat.
promised to keep or something? You know, this favor that he
Yeah,
owes.
exactly. Yeah, the CM Punk favor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
so
would that would turn CM Punk heel then, wouldn't it? If Paul Heyman does that.
Yeah, I
Maybe Reigns
suppose,
will
yeah.
help him win. Maybe that's the point. Reigns has to help him win the Rumble.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
So you reckon Paul's
Ooh.
going to turn on Roman?
Potentially.
He could get Roman to help CM
Yeah,
Punk. That's the idea. And then so Roman would probably throw everybody out. So it's just CM Punk, and he can probably just stand over the bars and just walk out or something for a
Yeah,
while.
something's going to happen with Paul, I reckon. Something will happen with Paul, and that'll get CM Punk the win.
Very interesting.
Maybe Paul will jump in. I don't know.
Maybe Paul will win.
Yeah, maybe Paul will win. That'd be amazing.
Nah, R-Truth will throw him out.
It's R-Truth in the
Oh,
Rumble.
he's going to be the Women's Rumble. He's going to be in the Women's Rumble. We know
Oh, he's going to turn up by accident like he did.
He
They
does
haven't really
that.
been really putting him out there that much. Have I missed something?
It's all a setup, so he surprises you at a Rumble. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was his birthday recently, wasn't he? He's like, isn't he like 55 or something like that? Or...
He was wrestling in the Attitude Era, wasn't he? As a K
Cranky,
quick or
yeah.
something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. With silver pants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so I also wanted to ask, what is the best Royal Rumble moment that you've ever seen?
Probably when I can't remember what year it was. Think it was I can't remember the year, but it was that when Stone Cold Steve Austin got threw out and then went back in and then eliminated Bret Hart. Like that for me,
1990s,
yeah, that was
1997.
absolutely, that was brilliant. I absolutely loved that. That was probably my favorite moment.
That was 1997. I remember that. Yeah.
Sounds good. What about you, Lorenzo?
So I think when Batista and John Cena fell out at the same time and then Vince McMahon came out and tore his quads was actually pretty entertaining. So that was 2005, I believe.
That was that was that on purpose or was that the
What this is the thing. They tried to say it was accidental. It just looked too good to be accidental to me, if that makes
Yeah.
sense. Yeah, they both fell out at the same time. I generally thought that was meant to happen all my life. And then they both ended up main event in WrestleMania anyway. So it didn't really matter who won the Rumble out of both of those two. But yeah, I thought that was it was just entertaining to watch at the time because I was what 2005. How old was I? 13. Yeah, good times. And that's kind of my era, the era I remember the most. So yeah.
Yeah, who's going to be in Rumble the longest?
Zane.
I think that's a good call, yeah.
Yeah,
No,
he's
I
too
think
busy buddying up with Owens and anybody else he can steal a sandwich from. I don't know.
unless they count if they count Juuso's entrance, it'll be Juuso by a long way.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No. Roman Reigns' entrance. Roman Reigns' entrance. Oh my God.
You know what? My predictions changed. I think Jey Uso is going to win.
I think there's a good chance because he's developing a bit of a storyline with the Austrian
Gunther.
fella, isn't
Gunther.
Gunther, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's this thing about how he's not good enough, right? And how he's just a tag team person.
Yeah.
He's got to prove himself that he is main event Jey Uso.
Yeah. Oh man, did you see, it was, I think it was 2 weeks ago when Gunther just absolutely slayed both of the Usos, and Jimmy wasn't even there. He was on the mic, and he was like, I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was like, you know, you're so rubbish. You know, your brother Jimmy might as well be, might as well be fighting Jimmy. You know, as if like Jimmy was just an afterthought.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh, poor Jimmy.
It was pretty bad because Jay, he seemed like he was a bit in tears. Did he sound a bit?
He did look like he was going to cry.
Yeah. I think Gunther is an absolute, he goes for the jugular. He absolutely, he says exactly what it is that you like would hurt you. What do you reckon about the main event, the ladder match? Cody Rhodes and...
Okay, I have a prediction. Can I go first?
Go for it.
Cool. So, they're obviously setting up Cody Rhodes to be... That promo, literally on Monday, it kind of gave me the vibe that Cody Rhodes is going to snap at some point, right?
Mm.
So, I feel like Cody Rhodes is going to win clean, no interferences, and then he's going to snap on Kevin Owens. Like, he's going to just... and completely destroy him with chairs and tables and everything. And then whoever wins the Rumble, if that does happen, then, you know, CM Punk wins the Rumble. And then it's basically face versus face. However, Cody Rhodes is like on the cusp of turning heel. And just fast forward into WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes wins at WrestleMania, then retaining the title, but turns heel in the process, officially there. So that's my prediction. I know I just went and jumped.
That's a good shout. Like I would say that's a good shout, yeah. Or even if like CM Punk, even if he doesn't turn heel at the end, it could be CM Punk fulfilling his promise to his dad or his brother or the plumber or whoever it is.
Another promise. Another yeah. promise. That's what we need.
Yeah, I think Cody's going to win it because he's just like, he's still earning the company too much money. And
yeah.
he's still going to be the face, and Owens has still got to have something to fight for in the Rumble. I would love it if Owens won, because I'm kind of fed up with Cody winning it all the time, to be fair. But
yeah, Owens is like the guy you bring in to fill time, isn't he? He's like, we need a kind of a feud while we build up the real feud.
I disagree. Owens has been like going for it. Like he's been on top form in Raw this week, and
I don't disagree with that. But I think they're right though, as in like he will go for it, but he knows he's not going to win anyway.
He's brilliant in the ring, even though he doesn't do any of his own moves. He just does other people's, and he's brilliant on the mic, even though he doesn't wear his own t-shirts. He just wears other people's, but. he's the kind of safe guy you can bring in to kind of keep a story going and keep people engaged and interested while we get the real storyline going. That's how I feel anyway. That's how I feel.
You don't think he's also, the real storyline? He couldn't be.
Well, can I put it this way? So who do you think Cody Rhodes faced last year? Roman Reigns for the WWE title. Did he win? Who did he face the year before that? Roman Reigns again for the WWE title at Royal Rumble. Did he win? No. It's a pattern. He always has a title match at the Royal Rumble and he never wins. Never. He's filler, essentially. He's filler.
Yeah, I think he is as well. I don't want a champion with a physique that I can achieve.
that's just sizist. And you know what? Like,
don't talk to me about size. I'm anyone who knows me knows I'm left-handed. I'm 378 pounds of solid muscle. That's some size.
wasn't their third one as well,
I can't think of a third one. Anyone who knows me would know that I wouldn't be able to think of a third one by now.
Oh, yeah,
obviously we just met.
I know you now.
The Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark one when they took on Damage Control last week, I think it was.
Mm.
And that drop kick, basically.
Oh yeah,
that was amazing.
Oh man, that was a corker match. Like that was. I love Shayna Baszler. I like Zoe Stark. I like what's called Dakota Kai. I don't like her name. I can't remember it. But yeah, other than that, I thought that match was class. But that drop kick, man, I think Dakota Kai still hasn't woke up from that.
I know, but she kept going, though. I thought she was dead. Like, the way she fell.
Dead.
It was so, it was amazing. That was like real. Like
Yeah, absolutely. I reckon she's got concussion me. I reckon she's going to do another Bret Hart in a few years' time. She'll have a stroke, and then she'll be bad mouthing Zoey Stark like he bad mouths
Yeah.
Goldberg for the next
Just bring
20 years.
yeah,
Yeah,
bring
bring
her
her
up
up.
for no reason.
The thing is, it's like, you know, she's been injured for like ages, and we were all waiting for her debut, and then she's starting to just get battered. Like, seriously, they're trying to like ruin that girl's career.
Dakota Kai.
Yeah.
Maybe just
Yeah.
don't like her in the cloakroom or something.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole damage control thing, I kind of had high hopes. I love Bailey. Anyone who knows me knows I'm left-handed. I weigh 300 plus pounds of solid muscle, and I love Bailey. So that's anyone who knows me.
Anyway,
Look,
not that I know you.
were you a hugger then?
I wasn't when she was a hugger. Like, I love the baddies. So when she turned baddie, I was like hot. But now it's But when she came back with damage control, I thought brilliant. But yeah, they've kind of like once they've all just kind of gotten injured. So I think there's only Io Shirai left, isn't there? Isn't
Yeah.
everyone else? Asuka's injured unless she comes back for the Rumble, which she might.
Yeah, Asuka could come back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're gonna wrap up. This is So Over podcast. I've been joined by Lorenzo Ramon, Macho
Hey,
Martin,
yo. Oh, yeah.
and
Pump
Pump the Beef.
the beef.
And I've been Emmy Blaze. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.